Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm John Williams from the OEM team here at Microsoft, and I'll be your host for today's episode, where I'm talking with Jeff Gaiser from ASUS about their new Transformer Mini T102 device. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here.
Awesome. So I don't know if everybody has seen our past episodes. You've had some of my favorite ones, actually. Just in case they haven't, could you tell our viewers a little bit about just your role at ASUS?
I work in technical marketing. I'm a writer and editor for our EdgeUp and MyZen websites, where you can go and find out about our products and get a lot of sort of hands-on experiential type impressions of them, which basically means I get to spend a lot of hands-on time with the latest products and writing about them.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's just dive right in. So we're here to talk about the Transformer, but I thought before we kind of dive into the T102 specifically, maybe just talk a little bit more about the Transformer concept. And, you know, I was doing my homework a little bit, saw that it was the 5th anniversary, actually, of the Transformer line. So tell us a little bit about the series all up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess 5 years ago is when tablets were starting to become really popular, and you know, we really like them. They're great for consumption. They're great for entertainment. The touchscreen is really great for simple interactions that you can see happening right under your fingertips. But on a tablet, you kind of compromise your input for things like productivity and even basic communication. If you want to write out more than a couple of sentences, it's kind of a chore to do on even a good touchscreen keyboard. So what we wanted to do was give you all of the things people like in a tablet, but also have a keyboard that's really well integrated into the experience and often something that you can completely detach. So if you just want the tablet part of the experience, you can have that, but then what the Transformer does is it adds the keyboard. So if you want to type out a longer email, or you want to work on a document, or you want the precision of a touchpad instead of using a touchscreen, you have all those options. So it makes a device that's a lot more flexible and kind of gives you this best of both worlds versatility.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, we're seeing a ton of growth in this 2-in-1 category overall, convertibles and detachables. And so what I love about the T102 more specifically is that it just packs pretty much every feature that I've seen for Windows into a really small, you know, affordable device. So Continuum, you know, full tablet touch, Windows Hello, Pen, those are some of the things we'll talk about today. But I thought the most amazing part was just the price. I mean, coming in at $399 in the US, well equipped, and that'll include keyboard and the pen, right?
Yep, the keyboard and stylus, and that price is also for a configuration that has 4 gigs of RAM and 128 gigs of storage built in. So we did really try to give sort of as much value as we could in this single package. I almost don't like the term 2-in-1 for this kind of device. I think particularly in this case with the stylus, and because we have an active stylus, it's not a, you know, sort of finger substitute capacitive touchscreen kind of imposter. I like calling this kind of a triple threat because that does open up an entirely different world of creativity, especially with a lot of the Windows Pen stuff that's integrated into Windows 10 now. It really does transform the device and kind of change it into something else. So, you know, I don't know if we want to call it a 3-in-1 or a triple threat or something, but 2-in-1 is almost seems kind of insufficient when you've got a really good stylus that's bundled with the device.
That's actually a good point. You know, I hadn't thought of that. Maybe we'll have to get with those Windows branding guys to change their ideas. Because, yeah, the pen is really going to be, you know, with the anniversary update, and we'll talk about that a little more in a minute, but, you know, the support built into Windows is really kind of whole new level that really integrated into the OS. And then with the new Creators update that was just announced recently, we'll be able to do all sorts of cool things with pen input. So, no, it's a good point. So before we talk more about some of the specs, let's talk a little bit about the design, because you know, generally, I would see in this kind of price point, I would expect to see a little more plastic in the kind of device. And I was blown away when I did see this one in person the other day that it was all brushed metal. So tell us about it a little more.
Yeah, there's a lot of plastic devices at this end of the market. It really helps this stand out. We've got a magnesium aluminum alloy body. So it's really strong and stiff, and it's actually the finish is sandblasted as well. So you get this kind of matte surface that's smooth, but it's not slippery like some of the glossy plastics that you find. Mm-hmm. And unlike some finishes, you don't get kind of fingerprints all over the back of it if you're using it all day. So it's something that looks nice, and then if you're actually carrying it around and using it, it stays that way over the course of the day. So I really like that. If only we could figure out a way to do that for the touchscreen, because that's still the one part that gets fingerprints all over it, unfortunately. But
sure. And size-wise, I just did the math on, I think it's 8.2 millimeters, so it's just under a third of an inch thick, right?
Yeah, so it's really thin. It's only about 1.2 pounds. That's a 10-inch screen. So it's a really compact device you can easily fit into kind of a small bag or even just sort of carry in your hand around during the day.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And tell us a little bit about how the keyboard and the kickstand work together. And I don't think I actually got to try that out. Like, how does it attach to it?
It's actually pretty simple. So we've got some magnets in the bottom of the device. Mm-hmm. So you can actually sort of pull them apart and attach them together here. So that's how you attach the keyboard. And it's actually a physical connection, so you don't have to worry about any wireless latency that you might get with a Bluetooth keyboard. And you also don't have to worry about charging a separate battery in your keyboard. And then the kickstand is a completely stepless design, so you can, there's no sort of preset angles. You can set any angle that you like and actually almost get it completely flat. Which is really helpful when you're using the stylus. If you're drawing, it helps to have a much flatter surface. It more approximates paper, and then you can prop it up on a steeper angle if you want to use it on your lap, like a laptop or on a desk. And the fact that you can detach the keyboard and have it in this kind of tent mode propped up with the kickstand means it's really easy to fit it into tight spaces if you just want to watch a movie or something. Maybe you're in, coach on a plane and you've got a tiny little tray table and no room in front of you. So it's small enough that you can easily prop it up in spaces like that.
Sure. Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, I will say, just seeing some of the other hardware in the past, that connection can be one of the kind of chintzy design points, and it looks like you really have an elegant solution there with the magnets and everything. So, very cool. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the specs. You know, you mentioned earlier we're getting a little more memory than average, I would say, more RAM as well. So, what is the kind of the main model that we're going to expect to see out there? Or I should say your website right now, maybe?
Yeah, I'll give you the awkward model number would be the T102HA-D4-GR. But that's basically the 399 model. Gives you a quad-core Atom processor. Okay. It's a really power-efficient chip, so we don't actually have to have a fan in the device. Completely silent, completely passively cooled.
Oh, love that.
Barely generates any heat when you're using it. We've got 4 gigs of RAM with that, so you can do a reasonable amount of multitasking. It's still a low power chip, so it's not like you're going to be running lots of demanding applications while you're also encoding a video in the background.
Sure.
And we've also got 128 gigs of storage built in, so you've got loads of internal storage, and then we've got a micro SD slot as well, so you can easily add memory cards up to 512 gigs. So you can actually have a lot of storage in what is a relatively small and inexpensive device.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the price point on the micro SD has been going down, but it's really cool to see 128 gigs built right into it. Usually, I mean, I typically see 32 or 64 in this kind of price range, so that's really cool. In terms of being a productivity device and using that keyboard, tell us a little bit about the kind of experience we should expect typing on this device. I mean, it looks like it's a pretty nice keyboard.
Yeah, it's a little bit smaller because it's a 10-inch device, so it's slightly smaller than real size, but the keys themselves they've got a nice kind of punchy feel. I'm a writer, so I'm really picky about keyboards.
Yeah, sure.
I can talk about the keyboard all day long, but So the key travel is 1.5 millimeters, which is actually, for a keyboard in this size, fairly good. It's got a reasonably clear actuation point and a good feel to it. So despite the fact that it's a little bit smaller than full size, you can actually type it almost full speed quite comfortably. I've got larger hands, and I wrote an entire article on the T102, basically just using the T102 keyboard. Uh-huh. And it's a great keyboard. It's got all the all the buttons are in the places you would expect them to be. You've got a small touchpad right under it as well, which is often a lot more convenient than sort of reaching up to touch the screen, especially when you've got the built-in gestures for Windows 10 and the ability to kind of customize some of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it does really give you kind of that full, sort of notebook keyboard experience in just a slightly more compact package.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Wow, it does sound like you're kind of a keyboard guru there.
not quite at mechanical levels of keyboard prowess, but it's really good for such a thin, it's one of these cover keyboards. It's essentially a little felt piece that just folds over the top of the tablet.
Uh-huh. Okay, awesome. And what kind of, when we're doing productivity, trying to use it all day, go to meetings, that type of thing, like, what kind of battery life should we expect to get off of this device?
So the official spec is 11 hours, and that's pretty close to what I've been getting in the real world. A full day of use is not uncommon. If you're doing things like playing games or doing more graphically demanding stuff, that'll cut the battery life a little bit. But if you're just working on documents and surfing the web, yeah, getting through a full day is no problem with this device at all.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really amazing how much better these devices keep getting every generation of chip. Cool. Well, I think those are the main things I wanted to talk about on kind of the spec front. Let's shift gears and talk about some of the unique features that I think are so cool to have built into this device at this price point again. You know, so with Windows 10 Anniversary Update that just came out this summer, we continue to, our engineering teams are iterating on some of the features we've had since last year when it first shipped. So Cortana gets a little better. You know, Windows Hello is more extensible and works at more places now. Of course, we added the big new feature was Windows Ink. You know, we had pen support in the past on some devices, but now Windows Ink is actually integrated into the OS. And I thought we should just highlight a couple of those things. So first, Windows Hello, I mean, security, passwords. I think people are getting really familiar with the fingerprint reader concept from smartphones, right? So how does the fingerprint reader work in the T102?
So it's just on the back of the device. So it's sort of where you would expect maybe a rear-facing camera to be. And it can read, I think it's up to 5 different fingers that we can program into it. It can read it at different angles. So it's actually quite easy to unlock the device if you're, you know, let's say browsing in portrait mode or working on a desk in a landscape mode. So it's really easy to kind of, you know, sort of wrap your finger around the back of the device and unlock it that way. And almost too easy. I'm getting really used to having all these devices with fingerprint authentication. Right. Anytime I got to go to my desktop and type in a password, it feels like, you know, it's 10 years ago and why am I wasting my time with this? So it's a really, like, I can't actually wait until it's integrated into more secondary features like website authentication and other software, because I'm completely converted from a logging into my device point of view to using it.
Yeah, I agree. Once you get used to it, it's hard to go back, huh? Well, I think, you know, now that it's out there, more developers should have the capability to take advantage of it. Hopefully we'll see more and more of that going forward. So that's a little bit about Windows Hello then. What about the Ink experience? I mean, you touched on earlier how you feel like this is almost a 3-in-1 device because it's such, such a unique or just such a good experience on the Ink side. Tell us about the pen.
So it's an active stylus. So it's a different from, you know, sort of the capacitive styluses that you would typically find with a tablet. And that makes it much more precise. We've got levels of pressure sensitivity that we can detect. So if you're an artist and want to use brushes and have a little bit more flourish when you're using them, it'll work with that. It also has really good palm detection as well. So when the stylus is sort of within range, when you're about to touch the screen, it'll ignore all sort of inadvertent palm contact or touch contact. So you're not writing with the stylus and then constantly kind of having little marks show up in other areas of the screen, which is something that you get with sort of the non-active styluses on other devices. Right. The latency is really low. I mean, I'm not much of an artist. I do sketch very often if I'm trying to sort of visualize something, so I find it really satisfying with that, especially with the basic sketching tools that are built into Windows now. You know, just the stuff that's available just for marking up screenshots or marking up web pages, and then just even the generic sketch tools that are built in. And I actually had a designer friend of mine over here this weekend, and she was using it. And even she was really impressed for to have latency that low on a device this inexpensive. I think basically the only limitation she found was it was using some of the really more complex brushes in Photoshop that require some of the processing that the lower power chip has a little bit more of a problem keeping up with. But for the basic sketching stuff and you know, sort of artistry and photo editing, obviously at $400, this is not a hardcore artist's designer's device. Yeah. This is more a device that if you want to have that capability that's easy to take anywhere, then this kind of fills that role.
So you were using full version of Photoshop, though.
Oh, yeah, I was using the full version of Photoshop. That's the nice thing. It's a full Windows tablet, so you can put all the software on there. I mean, it's not the fastest Photoshop experience just because of the chip we're using, but if you need to quickly do something in Photoshop, totally works.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think the thing that's really cool is that, I mean, at the 1.2 pounds when you have the keyboard off and 10 inches, just a nice size. I hadn't actually got to try to just sit down and write on it that much. But, you know, sometimes you're using the bigger 2-in-1 convertible, more like a laptop device that has a pen. It could be okay, but I think this size is really great. So, it's very awesome.
I really like the handwriting recognition as well. That's built into it. I mean, it's been in there for a while now, but it works really well. And as an alternative to using a touch screen keyboard, I actually just enjoy using the stylus more if I'm just kind of browsing on the couch or casually using the device, even if I'm not sketching something. I prefer writing things out than, you know, typing in a couple of words here and there.
Nice. Let's see, anything else? On the Cortana front, does this device have multi-array mics? I can't recall.
It does, yes. So we've got sort of the dual mic array in the front. We've also got a 2-megapixel web camera as well. So for sort of video conferencing and Skype chat, we're all set up for that.
Wow. Yeah, really, what does this thing not have at this?
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Okay, well... you know, I don't want to go too long on this one, so it's really kind of just a quick tour of the product. The thing I'm kind of looking forward to is more broader availability. So we were talking earlier, you said it's out on Amazon now, I think. It's on your website as well, and we can expect to see it at more retailers. Is there anything else that, before we kind of wrap up here, you'd like to, the viewers to kind of leave with if they're really thinking about it or they're interested in one?
Probably a couple of things. I got to try to bring up gaming all the time. This thing can actually play games. It's, you know, I played some, obviously you're not going to be playing Skyrim on it or anything like that, but you know, it runs Minecraft, the new Windows 10 version of Minecraft. I was running a bunch of sort of indie games on it, great frame rate. And then if you don't, even though you can't play sort of blockbuster games on this, a lot of older titles will work. And then a lot of blockbuster games will work if you use a streaming service that exists now. So you can be playing a game on your high-end PC, but streaming it to the tablet if you want to maybe play it in a different room of the house or something like that. So it does have that capability to play games remotely on other platforms that you don't necessarily get from every tablet. So that is a nice capability that expands on kind of the basic gaming that's built in. I mean, Windows has, you know, such a huge library of games that fit into that kind of indie, a little bit more casual, that will work great on this device, even natively as well. So I don't know if that's probably not enough to put it into like a quadruple threat territory, but it does give, you know, a little something else to do on a plane or something if you get tired watching movies. But no, I mean, it's, for me, this device is about the fact that you're getting a tablet experience, a notebook experience, and then also this almost kind of new stylus experience on a device that costs no more than, you know, what just a straight 2-in-1 convertible cost last year. So it's about bringing the pen and all of the other kind of high-end features like the fingerprint reader, like having 128 gigs of storage built in, putting all that together in a package that everybody can afford and everybody can enjoy. So I think it's, I like it especially as a holiday product. This is a great gift for people who, you know, if I was a student and had one of these, I would have been, you know, absolutely ecstatic. It's perfect for, you know, if you need something to take to class, draw, or, you know, type quick notes, you maybe need to annotate things, draw formulas, diagrams, things like that. The flexibility that you have for productivity is great, and then you combine that with the ability to be a little bit more creative than you could with a traditional keyboard or mouse or a traditional tablet. I think it makes it a really exciting product.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. I forgot about the gaming piece, too. I was reading your article. So you actually were streaming Doom on it? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I streamed Doom, Project Card. I mean, it's all the things that you would think would be ridiculous to play on a tablet.
Yeah.
I figured I had to try. And I mean, there's a little bit of latency in an experience like that, but it's still totally fun and enjoyable experience. So
that's over Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, that was over Wi-Fi. So if you wanted to, this has a full USB port. So you could actually plug in an Ethernet adapter if you wanted to improve that experience even more. It's got that built in. We even have a mini HDMI as well. So if you wanted to play games on a television instead of using the screen, you could hook it up like that as well.
Nice. Yeah, lots of flexibility. Well, I think that was a great run through of everything. Awesome summary. I hope that people are as excited as we are when this device gets out there at broad availability for holiday. So, Jeff, thanks for being on the show again.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.